That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back at 1030 KVY to Brush Briars of Freedom, where you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot cheaper than therapy. And just for now, I don't think they're going to be able to take your guns away for listening to Brush Briars of Freedom. Welcome back, and thank you for the gift of your valuable time in the audience. And I know you have been called the right-wing fringe by somebody out there. I know that's better left unsaid, ladies and gentlemen. I believe I have the most intelligent audience that Charles left me in Tucson radio. I do believe that about the audience of Brush Briars of Freedom. At KVY, we, the hosts, know that you and the audience are the most intelligent people left on the globe. Listening to AM radio, theater of the mind, right? You can still do other things with the radio running. You can do other things. You can learn. You could actually, even though I do it a lot, you can read a book, ladies and gentlemen, while you listen to Brush Briars of Freedom. You can call me anytime, 790-2040. If you want to dispute anything about being called a right-wing fringe group in the audience, I can't believe anybody would even say that about my show. The guy that actually self-proclaims his dumbass a Christian anarchist. The show is brought to you by and is a wholly owned subsidiary of my mother and father, Bill and Mary Hopline, up in Moab. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for raising a free-range chicken. And we actually support your right to raise free-range children at Brush Briars of Freedom. What a crazy idea, right? We get it here. Here I stand, feet firmly planted in front of God, passing out hopes and prayers that you, ladies and gentlemen, will be a stanchion against evil. Work with the Templar Code. Stand so tall that God may see thee every day. Do not lie, even if it means your death. When you are in the outside world or anywhere, protect the weak and do no wrong. Doesn't seem that hard, right? Pretty simple code. Like, don't hit, don't steal. Crazy ideas, right? The reason I can do it, ladies and gentlemen, is I do believe this personal thing of mine and my personal protection is my personal responsibility. I understand you are going to see in the next, I don't know how long this is going to go on. People are going to want to put you on a list. It is Orwellian, ladies and gentlemen. Orwellian. I will say that again. I guess have to, trying to do the English thing today. It's Orwellian when someone puts you on a list. Or what you think. Movie of the week is called Thought Crime. You can check this out on Amazon. It is the story of Edward Snowden. Thought Crime. It is disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. It is disturbing. When government agencies track us, that is a violation, in my opinion, of your Fourth Amendment, God-given right to be private in your person, papers, property, and effects. That means this HEED, handheld electronic device in my hand, is an effect. We used to think this was private, but yet we know, ladies and gentlemen, through metadata collection at the NSA, CIA, DEA, and everyone else, Google, Facebook, we know that all this is being tracked, categorized, and numeralized. You are a number, ladies and gentlemen. You may have a name, but you're a number when you carry one of these around. It's disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. These may not be the... Actually, they are. These are the views of my sponsors, the guys at Perfection Auto Works, and I will go into a little bit of a story with Perfection. Guys at Perfection Auto Works, you can check them out. You can use the Alexa skill, you could use the Google skill, or you could say, Siri, get me... No, please don't do that. call Mike and the gang at 323-8650 and get on the schedule, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike, we were talking about this, a lot of the things that go on right now are called planned obsolescence. The parts, even the highest of quality parts now, are somewhat being categorized as planned obsolescence. I used to talk about a wheel bearing. You know, the front bearing on the old Ford truck goes 140,000 miles. Is that going to happen now? Not so much. First set of brake pads, front brake pads. Now, I drive, and my driving tip is, you know, don't use both pedals at one time if you have an automatic. If you're using the gas, it's not a good idea to use the brake. Well, I know, common sense and logic. These parts used to, the first set of brakes I ran on my Ford, 101,000 miles. Front brakes, unheard of, ladies and gentlemen. Second set, same driver, same truck, same weight. Second set went 62,000. Was there a change in my driving habit? Nope. Was there a change in anything? Yes. The part changed. Did the hydraulic system change in the brakes? No. Like I said, what, did I start hauling a trailer around? No. The brake is different. And I'll tell you why the brake is different. That Bendix set of brakes I put on there was not made in America. It's made in India. It's planned obsolescence. Kept the price the same, moved the manufacturing offshore, Bendix makes more profit, and the customer pays more money. Mike doesn't like that. He wants to give you the option of using the very best part possible. Generally speaking, that is going to be a factory part, although we've already talked about that. My Ford parts, $2,800 set of injectors remanufactured in Mexico. Do I have a problem with that? Yeah, me and Ross Perot both have a problem with that. You're going to hear a huge sucking sound, Larry, of American jobs going south of the border. After they get down there, they're going to move to... He didn't say this. I will. After they get across the border, Larry, they're going to move to China. Then they're going to move to India. Then they're going to move to Vietnam. Then they're going to be in Thailand. Then they're going to be in Pakistan. They're going to find some other third world piss hole to manufacture our parts to keep our prices down. Well, I don't like it. Neither does Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works. They have been doing it right with honor, strength, and integrity in this town for 25 years. Check out their Google reviews at perfectionautoworks.com, and you will see five-star reviews as far as you can read. You'll find out customers trust Mike and the guys because they've been doing business in this town the right way. They do it right every single time. Again, on a handshake, call them at 323-8650. Also brought to you by the Maserati Saviors at Frontier Towing, right down the thoroughfare at 3630 South Dodge, on the interweb at frontiertowing.com, and on the Alexander Graham Bell device. We got a hold of him last night, talked to him for a little bit. So, well, I need to slow down a little bit. Sorry about that. Mike actually called me last night and ran into a problem on a Tucson roadway. Believe this or not, there's a huge chunk of something in the road driving his little red Maserati. I think it's called a Spider. Nice little car. Beautiful car. And he smacks this big piece of granite or rock or something in the road, probably a chunk of asphalt that flipped out of one of these beautiful roadways, bombed out Baghdad Highway. Sorry about that. I almost called it a roadway. There was enough of a problem with the wheel and tire, it wasn't going to move anymore. Called me and said, "Hey man, can you call Frontier?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll call him in a heartbeat." I don't try and pull any weight or anything. I can only do so much, but I told him, listen, the guy owns a business, you sponsor my show, and he sponsors my show, so can we all be brothers in this? And Chris, the dispatcher, worked with me. We got a really good guy over there I've known for years and years. Mike's known him for years and years. Took care of Mike, got him taken care of. Again, what are we trying to do here? First, we don't want the problem, but if the problem happens, Frontier's there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Doing it right every single time. Call him, put him in your speed dial, Mr. Emery, 748-1100. If you have a problem, you call them. Also brought to you by, and I kind of switched this out a little bit. Sorry about that, Danny. My better half, my completely better half, the girl I got when I was skiing way in front of my tips, as you guys know. I've got a face for radio, as everybody's seen me. I got a girl that runs a company called Biomed LLC, the love of my life, actually taking care of me with amniotechnology because we can't get stem cells in America, ladies and gentlemen. It would be an amazing technology. You can go to Canada and get it. You can go to Panama and get it. You can go to Mexico and get it, but you can't get it in America. And no, it's never going to change. Big Pharma's never going to let that happen because it works too well, ladies and gentlemen. It also comes from the human body. Amniotechnology comes from the human body, and it works. Trust me, been down that road. They inject this stuff in my back where I've got what's called I didn't know this, it's a bulging disc, this space in my back is wrong, so they give me an epidural of this stuff, and it helps, ladies and gentlemen. It helps. It helps in joints. We're working on this with one of the other sponsors, too, and then we'll talk about that when that gets done. We forget sometimes we're on this other path. You can find Danny at biomedllc.org, also supplying plates and screws if you have that horrible tibia or fibia disaster, right? I mean, not much we can do if you get caught in a wood chipper. But if you get smacked by a Ford Tempo, Danny's got it covered. Plates and screws and a good ortho, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Like I said, way better half me, the girl I love, and you can find her at biomedllc.org. Also brought to you by my internet supplier, Record John at Web Highway Communications. You can find him, and I need to spell this because I kind of ran off the rails. I got a little call from somebody who says, "Hey, you doing?" It's John. You can email him, John at Web Highway, and that's webhiway.com. Sorry about that. Missed. I do it, ladies and gentlemen. I missed. I need to correct myself on a couple things. You can find him at 512-612-6125. If you need an internet solution in the rural country, and you know nobody's going to help you. I just heard the Cox ad the other day, $90 a month. I'm going to tell you what, John will beat that with a stick. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's all in a handshake, not a 3-year contract, not a 2-year contract, not a 1-year contract. It's real simple. You call John, he puts internet in your house, handshake and says, hey, if you don't want to deal with me, don't. It's real simple. It's called voluntary and free trade, kind of like a libertarian thought, right? Not a right-wing fringe thought. Free voluntary trade without force and coercion. Very simple. Find John at webhighway.com. Web, H-I-W-A-Y.com. Very simple. Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to change things up a little bit today. You guys know, I mean, I could talk about some pack of commies on a stage screaming and yelling who's going to come after your guns faster, who's going to eliminate your student debt faster, who's going to steal money out of my pocket and give it to the next guy faster. But that really doesn't interest me anymore. This is going to go on for the next, what, year and however long. It's going to go on forever, it seems like. This insanity, to me, I just like to flush this entire toilet and be done with it. I'm going to talk about a couple of things today that are very different. Let me wrap this up a little bit. Today, sorry about that. Nuclear clock says 117. Today, 15 September, Anno Domini, 2019. There you go. Got to get a little Latin in once in a while because the devil hates Latin, right? Knows every word of it, but he hates it. He hates Latin. Ask the exorcist if he speaks to the devil in anything but Latin. All right, I'm going to tell you a couple things that, before I get into this, a couple things that I was lucky enough, as a young skull full of oatmeal, I'm in 10th grade, Grand County High School in Moab, Utah. Not a lot of people, and I might have been, for the English speakers in the audience, I might have been the last generation that actually had the voodoo science of economics taught to me in school. Economics. It was 10th grade. It was a one semester class in economics. Why would you teach a young child about economics? Very simply put, it's very important to know about economics. I also, as a young child, had home economics. Some of the things I talk about in education that you need to teach children so they can become independent, free thinkers out there, where we understand an informed and educated citizenry is the only thing that will keep a republic from failing. That education of economics is very important to me. Do they teach it in TOSD? I'm going to say the answer is an unequivocal probably not. How about that for not sure? Don't know. Do they still teach home ec? I don't know. I think it's a great skill, especially for, I took that one in 10th grade also. Learn how to clean the house. Learn how to have a budget, right? Learn how to do things that are life skills. Maybe we should have learned them from grandma, and I did. Maybe we should have learned them from mom and dad, and I did. Did I learn to hunt in school? No. Did I learn to fish in school? No. Did I learn how to work on a car in school? Yep. Did I learn how to cook? Yep. Did I learn how to budget? Yep. Did I learn what economics is? Did I learn about stocks? Did I learn about bonds? Did I learn about things that actually, like I talked about last week, real news? The price of gold, the price of silver, the price of GE stock, which is in the tank, obviously. The price of crude, and that was my mistake last week. I said it was $56.70 an ounce. It's actually $56.70 a barrel. Watch that tomorrow. If you're invested in crude, you are about to make a boatload of money. When trading opens in approximately 2 hours and 40 minutes, you are going to see what's called a huge skyrocketing effect. Good day to fill your car up, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of my cheap tips. And when I talk about these things about economics, home economics, things that matter, and not, you know what, let me just leave that alone. You know, there's things that we don't need to teach in school and things that we need to bring back and teach into school. I'm always going to say music is one of them. I'm always going to say arts and crafts is a good idea. You know, after we've got them reading, writing, and arithmeticking, these other skills are actually left brain, right brain things that I think are very important. But economics, ladies and gentlemen, is hugely important to me. I will get back in a minute. As you know, Brush Fires of Freedom and me, mostly me, I guess, is the place where we actually support and love our women. Danny, this one's for you. And every guy out there needs to think about this once in a while. Without her, what are you? Danny, I love you. I'll be right back in 2 minutes and 51 seconds. Live in Fexnot.org studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me in the Fexnot.org studio. Oh, that one gives me like goosebumps, you know? Go ahead and what? That's not my idea, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a song, and I don't promote any kind of hate. Kind of like Charles said, you know, communication, ladies and gentlemen. Communication. There's nothing bad about that. There's no bad idea about that. As many people know, ladies and gentlemen, I am one of these people that understands real wages have not gone up in almost, we're going about 35 years. If you factor in the amount of monetary deflation and price value inflation, it actually starts to really bother the budget of the American people. I know you guys, I get it. You guys work hard. You deserve everything you get. You want a chocolate mocha latte thingamabob and pay $8 for it? I'm okay with that. I don't own you, and you don't own me. I'm going to make some very simple suggestions. I'm not going to, again, no force, no coercion, ladies and gentlemen. No force and no coercion. One of these things, is that, am I missing something, John? My screen went away. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, there you go. Okay, Ingrid, can you make this real quick? How are you today, young lady? Welcome to Sunday.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Hi, want me to make it fast?
Yeah, if you can.
Okay, back to music and art.
Yes.
It would be wonderful if in art they taught students about the vanishing point when they want to do perspectively correct drawings and paintings. And in music, wouldn't it be wonderful if they were taught to be able to distinguish between a major chord and a minor chord?
Ooh.
And syncopation? And, you know, that develops their brain, that increases your IQ, I think, although I've never heard of it being tested and called a part of an IQ test. But these are really very important things, and they're applicable in all areas of life. Thank you.
Leonardo da Vinci was one of the most brilliant men in American history.
Oh, yes.
And the way he put it, now his ability to paint and his ability to put together the vanishing point is why some of his paintings are worth over, I don't know, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 figures. I mean, some of them actually, we know one of them is actually 10 figures. It's priceless. Because of his ability to do perspective, he was so far beyond any painter, probably, I would say almost in history, because he had an eye for perspective, and the vanishing point is something that he could pull off, and some of his talents at softening the edges on the Mona Lisa is still not creatable right now. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Some of the paintings that you see are done with, they cheat. What is that called? Camera obscura. Capture an image and cast it onto the canvas.
Copy.
And copy it. It's
copy
terrible.
It.
I was so upset when I heard about that as a young girl because I admired these paintings. Okay, thank you for the time. Bye-bye.
All right. And to finish up on that, Leonardo da Vinci said the two things in the top two art forms he believed in was painting and music. He said music was number two. Number three was sculpture. Leonardo was brilliant. Medically, also brilliant. Here's some frugal tips, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Frugal tips that make your life better in that some of these tips may only be $1 a day. You know, so it's just a cup of coffee. But if you save $2 on four different things on a daily basis, in a year, that's $3,000. What can you do with $3,000? As Dave Ramsey would said, you're taking a baby step. You're taking a baby step. It's very simple. Baby steps are where we need to go. Call to action. I'm not trying to change the world. I'm not going to make you a multimillionaire overnight. But if you live, within your means, and then you start taking smaller steps to save your money, you will come out good. Len, how are you today, young man? Len, welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom. How you doing, my friend?
Soda cleans everything and anything.
It's on my list.
It's on your list.
Yes, it's on my list. It's actually, well, it'll be down at the bottom, but this is one of my cleaning tips, and it's your home cleaning tip. If you have a front load washer, people find that the front load washer develops a musty odor, right? And the suggestion is always after you use it, leave the door open. My washer right. is in a place where if I leave the door open, it bangs into my entry door into my garage. And okay. I can't. I cannot. I can leave it open while I'm in the house, but most of the time I'm in the garage. I don't physically have the ability to do it. So sometimes it gets musty. I run 1 cup of baking soda and 1 cup of vinegar. I throw it in there and run it on short cycle. Takes like 29 minutes. And it is okay. clean because baking soda and vinegar, you know, one's an acid, one's a base. It goes into foamy mode. It goes into like zzz. It cleans grout, too. You want to see grout clean? Pour vinegar on the floor, sprinkle baking soda on there and get your... Of course, you got to put a little elbow grease in there. Put a little scrub brush on there. Boom. Grout come clean, ladies and gentlemen. Cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I love it. But you know what I can't get over is, you know, the smell of the vinegar. It's like, whoa, come on.
Well, you haven't had my barbecue sauce. So that's part of the allure of the entire thing, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as you open the jar, you know, now when I do mine, I actually have one of them old canners. Looks like an Apollo, I don't know. Look, it's big. I don't even know if I can say pressure canner on the radio without being put on a list, but I got a big canner. I boil my jars, I make my barbecue sauce, I put them in the jar, I put the top on, and then I put them back in the boiling water for 15 minutes underneath the water, 1 inch. So it's at a high boil, which is about 213, you know, 212, 212, depending on our, obviously, we have altitude consideration here. It's not much. 213, 215, it sits there, and basically, it does, because the amount of vinegar in there, we don't have to boil it, but I do to be safe, because if I'm going to gift something to the guy behind the glass, which is John Couch, my excellent producer, or Charles Heller, I'm not going to ever take a chance on making someone sick. Right. That would be an act of violence, in my opinion. Even okay. accidental acts that hurt other people, I wouldn't call that accidental. Not knowing how to prepare food is not an accidental event. It's a careless event. And careless injury of another person, in my opinion, is an act of violence. It's just, that's how it is. That's how I feel. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Good point.
And like I said, I've never sold a jar of barbecue sauce yet. I've gifted probably 800 since I started making it. Jar and everything included. You know, I made, last time we were counting, I had 94 bottles at the house. I do a lot of barbecue sauce. It will hit the road here shortly. I got a little deep in a food truck thing and got a little more welding. More welding than I thought I was going to do, but it's going to hit the road and it will be on the road. You'll see Brush Fryers of Freedom barbecue sauce, Brush Fryers of Freedom barbecue food, Brush Fryers of Freedom... Constitution with every order, ladies and gentlemen, and we will try to change the Republic with food, one person at a time, Len. Sorry,
Mom. Well, I'm well aware that vinegar and baking soda will clean anything and everything.
Yep.
But what I find is I just cannot get used to the smell of the vinegar.
And then I'm easy on it. You know, I know it's strong, especially, I mean, if you ever got real vinegar, ours is at 5%. If you ever made your own, if you actually distilled, made your own vinegar at home, you get it up to about 30%, like they serve over in Ireland with fish and chips. You get to a point, that vinegar is real vinegar, and that's a whole new ball game. You pour it on your fish, and it goes in there, and it just basically breaks down the fibers of the fish. And it's just falling apart in the brown paper. They don't even give you a plate. You walk out with a big piece of brown paper. You don't even no plates in Ireland. No, butcher paper. All right, back to my list. Len, I appreciate
this is all good to know because of the fact that it's a cheap way to clean stuff and if it does clean anything and everything and it seems that it does. It's probably the cheapest way. You don't have to go out and buy a whole bunch of cleaners to just get vinegar and baking soda.
You are absolutely correct, sir. And like I said, it's on my list, and I'll get started with that one more time. Len, I do appreciate you calling Brush Fryers of Freedom at 790-2040. Take care and have a wonderful day. God bless you, sir. All right, small savings, ladies and gentlemen. Stop drinking soda and drink water. Drink as much water as you can. If you buy them in the 5-gallon buckets or... You do like me. I buy mine at Fry's. I buy the 32-pack. I usually have a 50-cent off coupon. I forget my coupon once in a while. I go there and I buy a stack of water. I buy 5 cases of water. I probably go through 4.5, 5 cases a week. It's cheap. It costs 8 cents a bottle. I go through boatloads of it. No soda in my house. I drink coffee, water, and beer. That's it. Bob Dio. Bob Dio.
Sure.
Hey, Mike. And Mary Lou. Mary Lou,
yeah.
how... Mary Lou, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I am well, and thank you for asking. That is so sweet. How's school going, Mary Lou?
Great. I'm learning lots of things.
We were just going over her science homework, Sean.
I like it. What are we learning? Okay, you're in, what grade are you in this year, Mary Lou? Are you in fifth grade?
Sixth.
Holy crap, that was last year. I'm so sorry. I apologize, Mary Lou. What are we learning in science, Dad?
She'll tell you.
Oh, okay, sorry, Mary Lou. What are you learning?
Go for it.
We're learning about mainly aquatic animals and learning their scientific names. And how to decipher them and everything.
And learning some American history, too.
Yeah. Oh. I'm learning about the Gettysburg Address.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason this is happening, Bob. Do you want to tell the audience why this kind of education is happening?
Mary Lou goes to a private Christian school here in town, and thanks to the way that the state of Arizona has set it up, that you can actually donate and get you can donate money to a individual or a private school in Arizona. That comes off, or it's not taxed, so to speak. And that's why Mary Lou is able to go to a private school, because we wouldn't be able to afford it, not on my radio money, as good as I am at that. But.
As good as you are, Bob, and I promise you, I'm not saying anything bad about John Couch, trust me, but I've missed you since you left, sir, and I promise you.
You missed your friends, even when you got new friends like John. I understand. I got great friends at KVOI during the week, but they're not Sean, that's for sure. Do you even use that seat when you're on the show, Sean?
Never. I have not. I did one week. I had a bad day, but I was having a bad day. I put my butt on the table. I had my back to John, turned my mic around. Uh-huh. I had my butt on the table, but I would say John has never seen me in the chair, except when I'm like starting. I might sit in the chair and write for a minute, but even then, I cannot sit down. I just can't do it, Bob. You know how I am. I'm a free-range chicken.
You get excited.
I am excited.
Hey, Mary Lou, did you have a question for Sean before we let him get on with his day and his show?
Uh-huh. Do you need me to voice anything for you?
Yes, we are going. I'm actually working with your dad. We're going to do that. I'm working with your dad. I need to do another setup for another thing that I'm doing that I can't have the music in. So, yes, we're going to do that. We are going to do that.
Whatever you need, Uncle Sean. She's jumping up and down here. So we'll get our computer all working here and humming along. And I'm glad you're having so much fun with your show.
I am.
What prompted us to call is we realized we're all out of the Hoffine barbecue sauce.
I can fix that, Bob. I promise you that. I can't. I used just a little bit. I made everybody barbecue beef sandwich today. I just used a dollop out of the jar. I will put that in your box today, Bob.
You're fantastic, my friend. You have a great rest of the day and a great show.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mary Lou. Have a wonderful day. Have a great rest of the Sunday. Bob, I appreciate
it. You too.
Well, thank you, Mary Lou. I appreciate that. This is working out excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a wonderful day. All right, ladies. Oh, and you know what? On that note, John's going to get us out, but I need to tie in. One of my friends from Texas sent me something. And Bob, this ties in. I will, when I get back, remind me, ACSTO is who we are able to support. And it's a credit, not a deduction, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't cost you anything. Seven kids. Sorry. Wow, there's your English skills, Sean. Seven things every kid needs to hear, and I would say as often as possible. Thank you, Sean, my buddy Hedgeless Horseman over at Zero Hedge. Number one, I love you. Number two, I'm proud of you. Number three, I'm sorry. Number four, as a parent, I forgive you. Number five, I'm listening. Number six, communism has failed every time it's been tried through 6,000 years of recorded human history. And number seven, you've got what it takes to win. We will be right back on Brush Fires of Freedom. I know I'm running late. Give me 2 minutes and 41 seconds. We'll be back in the Perfection Auto Works studio. Boy, that ain't no kidding. Live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Dedication to my father, and he was not a Cadillac kind of guy. He's a good old boy like me up in Moab, Utah, making it right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you some tips, ladies and gentlemen, so you save a couple bucks a day. Remember, if you save $2 a day on four different things, that's $8 a day times 365. We can do the math, right? Well, if we went to TOSD, we'd have to get a, I don't know, Google device or something like that. All right, here's what you can do, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, you would know we would never go and spend $8 on a mocha latte, chocolate, whatever. You say it's just a cup of coffee. Well, they're taxing you out of just a cup of coffee every time you do anything in this country. Stop buying that stuff. Learn how to make your own coffee at home. Buy a used, I got a used, I don't know what this thing, an espresso machine. I make my own coffee at home. My coffee's so strong, I cut it half and half with milk. If I want a flavored creamer, I can go buy that at Costco. I don't need to go buy and get a mocha latte chocolate banana frosty thing, pay $8 for it. I make my own coffee every day. I probably spend a dollar. Maybe $2 on really high-end coffee, by the way. Brown bagging. Going to work? Brown bagging. Learn how to make your own stuff at home. Make your own food at home. Everybody knows. You don't need to be going out and spending $10 a day. You can make your own lunch at home and make something really healthy. I didn't do the math on this. I just need to start doing math on my sandwiches. But I made beautiful barbecue beef sandwiches. I'm thinking I probably had $3.80 in this thing. Beautiful. Like over a quarter pound of meat in there. Can I live on that every day? Uh-huh. Yep. Throw a vegetable in there, obviously. Lots of celery, lots of sweet potatoes if you can. Cancel your cable or your satellite. I hope we've all done that by now. Yeah, if you got kids, they might complain, but it's okay. You can get your Kindle thingamabob. You can get, I'm not supporting Bezos or anything, but you can get Netflix or something like that for $10 a month. I hear people paying $80 a month for cable. 140 with cable and internet? Are you kidding me? I'm talking trying to save some money. Lower your thermostat, ladies and gentlemen, in the winter. Raise it in the summer. I'm basically cheap as a dog on this. Danny comes in the house and goes, what are you trying to do? Smoke meat inside or outside? Yeah. Well, that's how it works. So it's 85. The thing is, I'm outside all day. It's 110. If I walk in the house, it's 85. I feel like I just walked into Safeway in the meat department, ladies and gentlemen. All right. If I would never do this. I would never let a pizza delivery place come to my house anyway. I'm one of these guys. You just knocked in. I don't need no food in a car. I don't need food out of a window, and I don't want food in a car. And somebody told me the other day they ordered one. It looks like the guy took two pieces out on the way there. It's all scrambled eggs, you know. Instead of ordering a pizza, learn how to make it at home. I can teach you how to do this. Two cups of flour, package of yeast, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar. Make your own dough. Make your own pizza. Make your own sauce. Buy the sauce in a jar. It costs you 99 cents. You make a pizza for $2.50. If you're going to wash, ladies and gentlemen, you want to save some money, wash in cold water. Your clothes are going to last longer. Your water bills, or I'm sorry, your electric or gas bill is going to be cheaper. And that's about $50 a year. Oh, it's only $50, Sean. Well, you know what? $50 is $50. Why am I able to walk around with, I don't know, a couple ounces of gold in my pocket? Because I saved my money and I bought it with that cash I saved. Now, if you've got an expensive cell phone plan, I've talked to people that pay $120, $130 a month for cell phones. Find a cheap plan. Talk USA. Pure Talk USA. They got a great plan. I buy a prepaid Verizon plan. I got the cheapest plan on Verizon. Of course, it doesn't work in my house, as you guys know. Pay $54 a month. Prepay. It just comes out of my account. $54 a month. That's it. Check your insurance rates on your car. Now, you can't do anything. I can't help you with health insurance, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you what. I show you in a heartbeat. I can show you how to save some money on car insurance. How do you do it? You got a $500 deductible. Take it to $1,500. You'll probably save $275, $300 every 6 months. Put that money in the bank. And in two cycles, you just covered your raised deductible. I didn't say go spend the money on five magic beans. I said save it. Ladies and gentlemen, sacrifice means saving. Don't use credit cards unless you're going to pay off the balance every month. If you've got an expense account or you need to keep track of stuff, I get it. I use credit cards a lot. There's a reason. I just got on my bank this morning and I got a $431.30 deposit into my account because I had used my credit card enough to get bonus things or something. I mean, something. But I had $430 they gave me back for using the credit card. Have I paid interest on that credit card? The answer is an unequivocal no. I'm getting close to doing one on that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's one. Take shorter showers. And if you do take a shower and you need to warm it up, you want to really learn how to be a cheapskate like me? Put the bucket in there. While you're filling it up, fill the bucket with water, take the water outside and water your desert plants. Obviously, if you got grass, take it outside and water your grass. Also, if you're really frugal, take a shower with your partner, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. It's an adult show. Don't throw, if you have leftovers, ladies and gentlemen, and I know there might be a little tiny bit and it's not worth saving, but I'm one of these guys, if I made a plate of food, there's no chance that I could go through an entire plate of food. I eat like a squirrel. I eat just a little bit. Anyway, I usually make a sandwich and then I have a coleslaw. I bought a whole bunch of these little containers with the plastic lids on them at the dollar store. Stacks of them at my house. So I make a sandwich, I make my coleslaw, I basically just cut the sandwich in half because my sandwiches are so big. And then I put the sandwich and the coleslaw in my little plastic thing, and I put that in the fridge for tomorrow. It's not necessarily cheap. It's frugal. If you can, eliminate one meal out a month. If you're going out four times a week and you eliminate one, you think about what it costs you to go out and eat nowadays. If you go somewhere really nice, it could cost you $100 for two people. If you go somewhere normal, it could cost you, like, we go to, like, one of my favorite places over by the house is Cereal Grillers. Now, like, that's generally going to be two people going to get out of there for $38. Eliminate one a month, ladies and gentlemen. There's $750 in your bank. Charles, how are you today, young man? Welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you that my experience in the past has been that showering with a partner doesn't lead to shorter showers.
I would say you are correct, sir. but again,
I will say that the steam is good for cleaning the glass. But anyway, I was going to suggest one thing about showers, and that is the concept of the Navy shower, which is get wet,
yep,
turn off the water, soap up, you know, lather and slather, and then rinse off.
Yep.
And you will use maybe 1/4 of the water.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I do that. And the other thing is shaving in the shower and then turn the water way down so all you have is a trickle coming out to keep your face wet.
Yeah. I actually got out of that because I used to shave in the shower, and I realized I got a little bowl, and I got the old-style shaving cream, right? I'm too cheap to buy a can of shaving cream now. I got that big piece of soap and a beautiful brush. I mean, I got a really nice brush. I just put a little bit of hot water in there, make my lather, paint my face, but, you know, whatever, this mug,
I
guess.
I've got my grandfather's shaving brush in my medicine cabinet.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a treat for you guys. It's a treat. Shaving becomes like an experience when you got the brush and that I got that Italian imported shaving soap from Milano or something. It's beautiful. Got a little lime.
You know, if you want to save money, quit using razor blades and get a straight razor and just sharpen it. And oh boy, I mean that's real.
Ooh, that's for the
That's for the adventurous.
That's for the adventurous. That's how they used to do my head back in. You know how that's gone lately. I ain't gonna cut my hair to the good Lord that comes. I'm working on that, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Charles, I'm running right into a break. As always, I'm late, but I'm getting through it. I appreciate your call. Charles called 790-2040 at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. This is Brush Fires of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, in the Perfection Auto Works studio. John's going to get us out. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Give us the greens of summer. Take all the world's a sunny day. Oh, yeah. Live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me in the Perfection Auto Works studio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we're all out there working hard, but rationalizing poor spending habits is a surefire way to stay broke. I don't want anybody broke. I mean, Dave Ramsey is one of these guys. I truly believe debt is not your friend. And taking small steps, again, I'm not saying any of these, none of these cost money. They cost sacrifice. And they cost some form of self-control. Number, there is no numbering these. I'm just kind of running through these. I'm jumping around like all kinds of things. But one thing, and I've talked about this 100 times, stay healthy. Stay as healthy as you can. There's a lot of things, I know this is easier said than done, ladies and gentlemen, but a lot of things you can do. It's called washing your hands. Don't get around sick people. Good nutrition. Good food. If you take vitamins, not a bad idea. Exercise and get out in the sunshine, ladies and gentlemen. Sunshine is the freest vitamin you can buy. Did I say that? The freest, I'm sorry, the most frugal vitamin you can buy is sunshine. It is good for the body. Vitamin D cannot be produced without sunshine. It is not possible. Let's see. If you have a gym membership, skip the gym. Stop it. Go outside. Go walk and get a bicycle. Hike up and down your neighborhood. Talk to your neighbors. Do like me. Grab your food and go walk around and meet people. Say hi. Shop secondhand? Yeah, that's me, ladies and gentlemen. That's me. Shop secondhand? You can bet your bottom dollar I will always shop secondhand. I'm almost, you know what, I won't go there. I know some people are crazy. But I'll tell you, I'm going to be outside on my hands and knees welding all day, and I'm wearing a pair of Levi's from Goodwill. Do you think I'm bothered by that? I'm not going to church in them. I'm out there laying on my back grinding underneath my trailer, for God's sakes. The knees are all gone anyway. Do-it-yourself hair color. If you're going to do that, clip coupons, ladies and gentlemen. Clip coupons. You think I'm too rich to take all the coupons and go to the store, save myself 20, 30 bucks in coupons? You think me? I paid $60,000 in taxes last year. Yeah, it's just a cup of coffee. But yeah, will I take coupons there? It doesn't embarrass me at all. I love throwing them things down. All of a sudden they go, hey, there's $21 off. Whoa. And do-it-yourself cleaning products, ladies and gentlemen. Skip the fancy cleaning supplies and use household items like vinegar and baking soda to keep your house spotless. Mark, how are you today? Welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom.
Hey, pretty good. And earlier you talked about yourself as being a free-range chicken.
Pretty much.
Well, I agree with the free-range part, but there is nothing chicken about you.
I guess you know my attitude. I guess I could still call myself, because my father and mother are alive, I can still call myself a free-range child, because I'm not as an age, right? But
right.
I can say free-range child because I am a child of Mary and Bill. And that's right. The facts, Jack. You know, I'm not going to mince words on that, but it's just a fun thing I say. Free range kids out there like you and people that have actually got out of the system. I don't call us a bunch of right wing fringe wackos out here. I think we're real people that listen to 1030 KVOI and especially this show. I think, Mark.
Yep. And every household needs to get, well, an AR-15, is my opinion. And probably another handgun.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, and I will
in America.
I will always back these words up when someone, and I'm not I Mark, I completely respect you. I love it. But I will always say this, I do not promote anybody getting a gun if you are not willing to train.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
That is part and parcel of owning a firearm. Firearms and cats. Firearms and kids and firearms with untrained people are three things I do not respect. I can help, ladies and gentlemen. I can help. Charles can help. Jeff Prather can help. There are people here on 1030 KBY on Sunday that can help. We are in this to win this. I do. I agree. You need, I mean, my simple pack is this. This is the package. One AR-15, 30-round magazines, 2,000 rounds of ammo. Every single house in America, ladies and gentlemen, at the low prices now, and I buy quality stuff, that entire package costs you $2,000. And you are set. The first 1,000 round goes to training. The second 1,000 rounds will load every one of those magazines, and you got 100 rounds left. What do you think, Mark?
Absolutely. And when I said every household, of course, there's some exceptions to that.
There are, but I on principle, I do agree with you, as long as people will be very responsible gun owners.
Right.
And it also includes, it depending on, I mean, I'm in a different situation. No kids in my house, no cats in my house. I'm in a different situation. done storage.
Yeah, we're looking for those cats.
Done storage becomes something very critical also. And I am very, very, very proud to say this. There are sponsors of KBOI that sell safes. And having a safe or a safe place to store a gun, A, where small hands, small cats won't get on them, and the thief won't get them. I got 1 minute, Mark.
All right. Well, anyway, so also earlier you talked about the six things always tell your children.
Yes.
And one of them was say you're sorry.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention, don't say I apologize. That sounds fake.
You are correct.
And are correct. I am sorry.
I agree.
I am so sorry.
I agree. Parents, by the way, I are one, ladies and gentlemen. Parents make mistakes, and it's nice for a child to hear that. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but you can't have one of those. That's what my dad said all the time. Well, you can if you go work for it. There's a music, Mark.
Thanks for your call.
I really appreciate it. Repair instead of replace, ladies and gentlemen. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Stay tuned. Maurice is going to be in 5 minutes and 40 seconds. After that, Jeff Prather with Prather Point. Go out there in the world. Don't hit, don't steal. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and everything's going to be all right.